end the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At the half, Maryland leads Wisconsin 32-31 as we check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Well, the Badgers in the first half, 38.5% for the field, 10 of 26, 10 buckets, 6 of them have been threes, 6 of 16, 5 of 9 at the free throw line. Maryland has made a third of its 33 shots, 5 of 13 from the arc, 5 of 7 at the foul line. Rebounds are even at 20. 6 offensive boards for the Terps, leading to 7 second chance points. 4 offensive boards, 4 second chance points for the Badgers. Wisconsin in the first half, 6 assists and 8 turnovers. Maryland with 5 assists and 4 first half turnovers. 32-31 Maryland at the break. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we throw to another commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Julian Reese with 9 points, leading the way for Maryland. He is 4 of 6 from the field, 1 of 1 at the foul line. John Tanjay has 11 to pace Wisconsin, 4 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 5 from long range. Maryland 32, Wisconsin 31. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Second half about to begin. Maryland 32, Wisconsin 31. Badgers briefly led by 7. Maryland's longest lead, just 3 points. So as we might have expected, pretty tight throughout, at least through the first half of play. We mentioned at the end of the half, the Badgers have, on rare occasion this season, have gone a little 1-3-1. It's stuff they work on in practice and you're thinking, are they going to use it again They did at the end of the half, and it was a good defense to dial up.
Well, it was, and it wasn't that, you know, Maryland probably didn't prep a whole lot for, because Wisconsin hasn't been in it a lot. You saw by that last shot, which was an air ball, it worked. And I think that was a good time to put it in there if you're Wisconsin.
Badgers did not get a bucket over the last 3.5 minutes of the first half, and yet still find themselves down just one at 32-31. Original starting five, John Tanjay and John Blackwell, both out there with two fouls. Crow, Winter, and Klesman rounding out the five, and it's the original five for the Terrapins. Rice and Gillespie, along with Miguel Reese and Derek Queen. As we are set to go, Maryland will have the first possession of the second half, and we'll go to our right as we view it, our broadcast location right by the Wisconsin bench. Badgers play at Northwestern Saturday afternoon. The Wildcats and Rutgers will tip off in about an hour at Welsh Ryan Arena in Evanston. 1 o'clock tip time Saturday afternoon. Our coverage will start at noon. And here we go. Second half underway. 32-31 Maryland. Jacoby Gillespie. And the Terps moving to our right. Rodney Rice outside right. Klesman defends. Out to Miguel. Open three. Left of the circle. Good. That's his third three of the game. And he was clear for that shot.
And Wisconsin just gets sucked in there too much.
35-31 Maryland. Opening minutes. Second half. First possession for the Badgers moving to our left. Klesman at the top. Rice defends. Max, right lane line, and a whistle and a foul called on Rice. That'll be his first of the half on the Terrapins.
And how do you match the physicality? Drive, playoff 2 feet. You've always got the release behind you.
Blackwell, baseline right, inbounds. Gets the return handoff from Crow. Now Winter throws to Blackwell, right side, inside to Crow. Backing right of the lane, turns baseline. Winter trying to flash, doesn't get loose. Blackwell dribbles off the right wing in the lane, goes up in traffic. It rolls in for the first points tonight for John Blackwell. 35-33 Maryland, 50 seconds into the second half. Jacoby Gillespie high on the right, feeds Reese at the top, turns to Miguel, outside left. Tanjay defends, a pass for Rice, snaps off a three left of the circle, missed it.
And he did.
They did. Klesman with the foul, and that is a three-shot foul. First on Max, first of the half on Wisconsin, and Rodney Rice, an 84% free throw shooter, will step to the line for three. Nolan Winter had a three-shot foul, sent him to the line in the first half, made two out of three. Rice will splash the first. He has 6 points in the game, averages 12.5 per.
So that's a foul, reminds me of when Wisconsin played Marquette. There's a couple of those jump shooting fouls that you know, in a game that is so tight, so close.
Second free throw rolls off the right side iron. He'll split the first two. Rodney Rice with the third and final free throw. 36-33 Maryland, 1 minute into the second half. Free throw is on the way, and that rattles out no good. Winter the rebound, so a bit of a dodge there for Wisconsin. Rice missing two out of three. Here's John Blackwell of the front court. Throwing to Crow, rotates Klesman right wing. Max dribbling against Shelton Miguel. Kills it, feeds Tanjay, wraps it to Winter left of the circle. Leaves it for Blackwell to the top. Gets it to Crow, refeeds Blackwell. Gillespie defends, seven on the shot clock. Winter left of the lane, backing on Derek Queen. Backing, got by him, and he'll lay it up and in. Little spin from Nolan Winter, and the Badgers are within one. 36-35 Maryland, a minute 35 into the second half. Jacoby Gillespie, left-hand hip-high dribble. He'll toss it to Rodney Rice. Covered up by Klesman. Rice off the screen. If Derek Queen throws to Queen in the lane, wild shot. No, they'll get an offensive basket interference there on Reese. So offensive basket interference ends the possession for the Terrapins. Badgers now with a chance to regain the lead. 36-35 Maryland. We're a minute 40 into the second half.
And offensively, keep moving the ball side to side. It's sticking just a little bit right now.
Klesman, right wing against Rice. Works to the baseline, throws to Winter, feeding Crow between the circles. Stevie moves to the left wing. Bounce pass Tanjay. He's against Shelton Miguel. Tanjay muscling his way into the paint. Tough shot. Missed it, but a foul. He knew he was going to draw the contact. He did. And John Tanjay will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight.
Still don't love that offensive possession.
Mm-hmm.
Like it stayed on one side. It did get some one reversal, but then it was a one-on-one play. when they're moving it and they're sharing it, that's when this offense is really clicking.
John Jade, better than 92% at the free throw line, hits the first. Shelton Miguel, by the way, called for that foul. That's his second. Second free throw coming up for Tanjay. This game is tied at 36. It is tied no longer as Tanjay hits them both. 37-36 Wisconsin. 2:10 gone in the second half. Jacoby Gillespie hands off to Rison. Illegal screen on the dribble handoff as Klesmit got clocked there as a turnover for Maryland on the offensive foul.
And again, they get that call a whole bunch. Why? Because it's taught every single day, and it was. I mean, it 100% was.
Jacoby Gillespie with his first foul. And three team fouls already on Maryland in the second half. We're 2 minutes and 40 seconds into it. Blackwell throwing to Crowell right of the circle. Works right wing. They left him open. He'll take the three. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Tanjay. John left of the lane. Pivots. Pumps. Ducks it inside. Scoops it up. No good. Rebound tip. Gathered by Derek Queen. Missed opportunity for the Badgers. 37-36 Wisconsin. 17-20 left in the game. Here's Rodney Rice. Bounces to Derek Queen. Left of the lane. And a whistle. And a foul is called. They will
call
get
foul.
Nolan Winter.
Yeah, and the second half, it's been called a little bit tighter.
Yeah, it is. Much different than the first few minutes of the game, for sure. Inbounds pass to Julian Reese, left wing. Hands off to Gillespie. Chased by Blackwell. Rocks the dribble. Tries the three. Hits the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound to Max Klesmit of Wisconsin. Klesmit right side of the front court. He's Nolan Winter and tried to go before he got possession. Lost it. Diving for it. Tipped at the Blackwell feet. Tanjay slam dunk. A broken play turns into a dunk. Quickly the other way. Gillespie on the right side. 39-36 Wisconsin. 16:48 remaining. Jacoby Gillespie to the top of the circle. Now in the lane. Pulls. Pops from 10. Off the rim. No good. Tipped up. No. Rebound. Batted around. A scramble for it. And it goes off of Reese and out of bounds to Wisconsin.
I tell you, 50-50 balls have been going Wisconsin's way. Obviously, they get the loose ball on the offensive end. Score on that. There was another 50-50 ball that goes their way.
Nolan Winter comes out. Coming into the game is Carter Gilmore. Jay Young in the lineup for the Terrapins. Tafara Gapari as well. 16:37 to play. Badgers lead 39-36. As Blackwell to the front court. He was crowded by Jay Young. Klesmit bounces into Crowell. Left block. Draws the double. Retreats. Bounces Blackwell. One rhythm dribble. Three shot left. Pocket. Book it. Blackwell with his first triple of the game. 42-36 Wisconsin. 16:15 remaining. Jay Young high on the left. I think they want a timeout, and they will get it. Timeout, Maryland. This will be a full timeout as the Badgers now with a six-point lead, courtesy of a nine-point run. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 16-12 to play, Wisconsin 42, Maryland 36. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. The Badgers on a 9-point run, 16-12 remaining. Wisconsin 42, Maryland 36.
And really, what end has it been? It's, you know, obviously, we talk about the offense there, but defensively, they've been locked in. They've guarded. Again, like coming out of the halftime to get off to the start that Wisconsin has. You've got to be really impressed.
Very much so. And they had a couple plays look like we're going to blow up on them, and they kept going. It's an old line, you keep playing hard, and they've done that. And a broken play ended up in a John Tanjay dunk.
Dunk, right, and it was the 50-50 balls. It was the energy coming out. I mean, that's really – you can dissect everything. You can say it's this and that. But bottom line is right now, Wisconsin's just playing harder.
Kevin Willard burning a timeout. He has two available. And a long way to go. Selton Miguel, sideline left, front court will inbound. Tanjay gives him a little space. They get it inbounds to Jay Young. Young against Blackwell, feeds Miguel, another three, deep three, good again. He's hit four of them, this one from left of the circle.
Yeah, that was a good ATL. Ooh. I mean, it was just a good play drawn up by Kevin Willard there, coming out of the timeout.
4 minutes gone, second half, 42-39 Wisconsin. Lesman outside left. Rodney Rice checking, and Max on the drive down the lane. Powers it up, and no, but a foul is called. This will be assessed to Rodney Rice. That'll be his second. Badgers wanted a goaltending, or at least
they
a shooting
shot. This is going to call down, and it's going to go to the 16-16 media timeout, but they're going to call this on the floor.
Wow. Seems like a no-brainer. That was maybe I have my Badger goggles on. We'll check it out. We have the under-16 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15:51 remaining. Wisconsin 42, Maryland 39. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15 minutes, 51 seconds to play. Wisconsin 42, Maryland 39. One of the fun traditions in college basketball, up in the wall, the student section to our left. The flag.
It's pretty cool, yeah. The flag comes down.
You know, they play the music. I'm thinking Ric Flair is going to come out of the tunnel. You know?
Next.
Got to go style and profile.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mentioned that, huh?
Well, I'm not a big Ric Flair guy. I'm just a woo guy. You know what I mean? I can give you the woo every once in a while.
Attaboy.
That's about all I can do. I don't know what else he's done, but woo.
Hey, Lance Allen, he'll fill you in.
Yeah, too much for
me. Wisconsin ball inbounding will be John Blackwell, as they did call that non-shooting. Inbounds pass to Carter Gilmore, feeds Crowell, flips it to Blackwell near the midcourt logo. Blackwell with 5 points in the second half. He did not score in the first. Drives left lane line. Stops, pivots, muscles it up, blocked. It comes down to Rodney Rice. Rice on the move. Bounces to Shelton Miguel, who's hit 4 threes in the game. Turns it back out to Rice. Feeds Reese, hands it back to Rodney Rice, and he lets it go. Right foul line extended, dances off the rim and in. Shooter's bounce for Rice, 42-41 Wisconsin. Maryland scored the last 5 points, 15-18 remaining. Tanjay against pressure against Miguel, brings it across the mid-stripe, being hounded along the right sideline. Pivots, gets rid of it to Gilmore. Carter between the circles. Maryland starting to contest everything again. Max Klesman high on the left. Gilmore the screen. Max stops the dribble. Feeds Blackwell. Back to Klesman. Bounces to Gilmore left block. Moving in on Julian Reese. Shakes. Turns. Up right hand. Sweet. Carter Gilmore's first points. 44-41 Wisconsin.
Seems like he does that. Every game there's a possession where Carter has to bail his team out.
And he just did. 14-45 remaining. Jay Young sets the floor for the Terrapins. He'll throw it to Miguel, right side. Quick cover from Tanjay at the right point. A pass back to Young. Shot clock at 15. Plenty of time. Miguel off the Reese screen. Miguel shuffles baseline right. 15-footer. Short. Rebound. Crowell for Wisconsin. 44-41 Wisconsin with 14:20 remaining. John Blackwell out high. Curls around a Crowell screen. Throws it to Stevie. Flips it back to Blackwell. High on the rights. Blackwell shovels it to Carter Gilmore. Inside feed. Crowell catches. Left block. Moves in. Offensive foul. Tafara Gapari taking the hit. Crowell with his second foul.
That's three offensive fouls in this game.
Yeah, he pushed again. Extended that left arm.
And it was.
It's a pretty easy call. I know the Badger bench isn't happy, but take a look at the replay.
They're going to want, and the reason you're hearing the boo, and again, they're trying to review this, or fans are wanting to review it. This is just a common foul. It's what it is.
Kevin Willard campaigning. That's what coaches do. 14:09 remaining. 44-41 Wisconsin. And here comes Jacoby Gillespie. 6 first half points for him. He averages 14.5 a game. Gillespie out front. Loops it to Rodney Rice at the right point. Bounce pass Julian Reese. Reese backing right block. Draws the double. Up left hand. Good. He gets to his left, and that's trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
44-43 Wisconsin. 13:45 remaining. Kamari McGee right side of the front court for the Badgers against Jacoby Gillespie. McGee flips it to Tanjay. Working way above the three-point line. Gilmore between the circles. Gilmore dribbles to the left wing. Shot clock at 10. Nolan Winter turns right side to Tanjay. Tanjay against Gillespie. Fights into the lane. Pushed it up. No tip. No rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Rodney Rice.
But that tip, it was going to be a shot clock violation.
Yes.
That tip hit the rim to reset it. And then all of a sudden, Maryland gets the ball, but it gets knocked away. It stays with Wisconsin.
13:20 remaining, 44-43 the Badgers. Kamari McGee, baseline left, will inbound. Gets it into Winter, back to Kamari, steps back, snaps off a three left corner, and hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, back tap from Gilmore to Tanjay. Another opportunity here for Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore throwing to Nolan Winter high on the left, flips it to McGee, trying to turn the corner. Top of the circle, McGee probing, driving in the lane, goes up, and that's swatted away.
And
Reese throws
off
it off of McGee, who had flown out of bounds. Let's see, did it hit McGee first or did it hit the floor first? They say it hit the floor first. That was bang, bang. Or maybe Reese might have stepped
out of
bounds.
I think Reese
baseline.
Stepped out of bounds is what they're saying.
Ooh.
Oh, and I don't think so.
We have 13 minutes remaining. The officials now talking about it. Can't review it. Still way too much time. It's the final 2 minutes. And they have 13 minutes remaining, and they had to get together, get the
and
shot
they were talking
right.
about the shot clock yep. more than anything.
Yep, which is at 20. And Kamari McGee will inbound. Extended possession. We'll see if Wisconsin can pay it off. McGee throwing to Gilmore. Flips to John Blackwell off the left wing, and he got wrapped up by Rodney Rice before the shot. That's the third foul on Rice and the fifth on Maryland with 12:53 remaining. 44-43, Wisconsin.
Really good offensive possession here by Wisconsin. Obviously have had some things go their way, but just continued to fight on this possession.
Deshaun Harris-Smith coming in for the Terps, replacing Rodney Rice, who sits down with that third foul. Rice, the first player either side to have three fouls. Inbounds pass, Winter. Hands it back to McGee. Nice Carter Gilmore high on the right. Goes into Blackwell. Goes through the lane right to left. Reese is there defensively. Now Blackwell dribbles in the lane. Fade away. Left lane line jumper. No good. Whistle and a foul called. I think they're going to get. Let's see who they get here. It's on Wisconsin.
Nolan Winter.
Yeah. That'll be his second. So a long possession, but nothing to show for it for the Badgers. Max Klusman set to re-enter. He will come in for Blackwell. 12:41 to play, 44-43 Wisconsin. Badgers, after a hot streak, now have missed their last four shots. Jacoby Gillespie around a Ghaffari screen, left of the circle. He'll throw to Harris-Smith, right foul line extended. Bounces Julian Reese. He's against Winter, turns baseline, and is fouled by Nolan Winter. That will be the second, or rather the third, on Winter. And team foul number five. Both teams with five fouls. Crowell in for Winter. Xavier Amos will check in for Carter Gilmore.
And the official, the whistle, excuse me, has been tighter the second half.
Yep.
From the start of it.
12:26 to play. Badgers up one, 44-43, as Gillespie will inbound. Baseline right. It's in to Ghaffari. Top of the circle. Hands off Shelton Miguel. Miguel with a feed for Harris-Smith. Right wing. Tossed it back to Miguel. He's with Xavier Amos. Miguel's had a hot hand tonight. Rocking the dribble to the free throw line. Leaning, shooting, an air ball. Trying to save it as Reese spiked it off the floor. Gathered by Ghaffari. Tries a three. That's an air ball. And a shot clock violation.
And Wisconsin's battling here, Matt. I mean, offensively,
really
you see that last possession. They got three or four of them. That one there just going back and forth. Defensively flying all over.
Not for the meek this
no,
game tonight.
No, but you knew that going into it.
Absolutely. John Tanjay up the floor for the Badgers. 12 minutes to play, 44-43 Wisconsin. Amos flips it to Klusman on the left side. Around an X screen, a feed to Crowell, refeeds Max. Max right-hand dribble to the line, and he got fouled by Ghaffari. Otherwise, that's a clear path to the bucket there. The foul on Tafara Ghaffari is his third, and we've got a break in the action. For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio, channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. SiriusXM is the home of your favorite team and conference, including live games, plus interviews and analysis. So cheer along with the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 11:49 remaining, Wisconsin 44, Maryland 43. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 11 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Wisconsin 44, Maryland 43. That last foul, by the way, is team foul number 6 on Maryland. Badgers have 5. And Butchie, we are seeing this Wisconsin team really, again, dig in on the defensive end of the floor.
Well, they're digging in defensively, and they're playing together. I've said that a lot, but they really are helping each other so much. And then offensively, only one turnover is the offensive foul on Steve. But, again, that's why this team is sticking in on this thing. That's why they've got the lead, is they're doing all the things they need to do. They're fouling that scouting report. Now, you can't fall into what Maryland wants and have these quick turnovers in the one-point game. Just stay solid in what you're doing. You're giving yourself a chance here in what is a really tough game.
John Tanjay will inbound. You got 20 on the shot clock. Tanjay sideline left front court. Badgers in the second half, 5 of 12 from the field. Terps 4 out of 10. Tanjay will inbound it to Crowell. Flips to Xavier Amos between the circles. Kapari defending him. Bounce pass to Tanjay, posting on Gillespie. Right of the lane, moves in. Short jumper, good for John Tanjay. And it's 46-43, Wisconsin, 11:35 remaining. Jacoby Gillespie outside left. High screen, Kapari. Gillespie takes the dribble to the right side. Flips to Kapari, turns left side on the wing for Deshaun Harris-Smith. Left of the lane on Tanjay. Backs, pumps, up, no. Rebound, Crowell just went up and ripped it away. Here comes Max Klesman up the right side of the front court. Max off the Xavier Amos screen, picked up by Kapari on the right wing. Klesman rocking the dribble, takes it off the wing, in the lane. Pivots. He finds a cutting. Kamari McGee low in the right. Nice feed and finish.
What did I say the first half? The backdoor cuts were going to be there. That's exactly what Kamari McGee did. They're so aggressive, Maryland, is that it's available.
48-43, Wisconsin with 10:50 remaining. Harris-Smith out front. He'll throw to Gillespie on the right wing. McGee defends. Gillespie throws to Kapari. A flip for Miguel. Miguel chased by Klesman. Top of the circle. Whips it to Harris-Smith. And a three in the air. Left side is good. Deshaun Harris-Smith is now 5 for 23 this season from the three-point line.
18%.
You tip your cap to him there. 48-46, Wisconsin. A step-back three. Tanjay, and that's wide left. An air ball out of bounds to Maryland. John will hear it the rest of the night.
Yeah,
but he's not a rookie. I think he'll handle it.
He's not a rookie. He'll handle it, but the possession wasn't a good one.
No, it was not. We'll see John Blackwell come back in for Wisconsin. Tanjay will come out. Yep. Probably not for long. 10:21 to play. 48-46 Wisconsin. And Jacoby Gillespie up the floor for the Terrapins. Gets instructions from his head coach, Kevin Willard. Gillespie out high. High screen, Derek Queen. Gillespie kills the dribble. Throws to Queen at the free throw line. He's against McGee. Out to Gillespie for three. Right of the circle. Straight through. And Maryland grabs the lead again. 49-48 with 10 minutes to play.
Wisconsin switched that middle pick and roll. That's where the mismatch happened.
John Blackwell through the midcourt logo to the front court. Throws to Xavier Amos. He's driving. Now stops. Finds Klesman pass behind him. Max runs it down. Now double teamed. He's in some trouble. Skips it to McGee. Goes up and gets it left corner. Here's Kamari. Backing. Lost his balance. And it's knocked away. And it's last touch by Maryland. Deshaun Harris-Smith. That's a break for Wisconsin. Still just 6 seconds on the shot clock as Carter Gilmore will come in to replace Xavier Amos.
We talked about it in the first half. We'll talk about it again here. End line out of bounds. Wisconsin's got a lot better here with 6 seconds. Now, the problem with this one is this is a deep, deep corner.
Yeah, it is. Left sideline just near the corner. 6 on the shot clock.
This is something you rep in practice. Mm-hmm. Situations like this. This is part of your situational practices.
Lesman looking into Crowell. Left of the lane. 4 to shoot. Kamari with 3. 3 in the air. McGee. It's off the back of the rim. No good. The rebound to Derek Queen. Outlet Jacoby Gillespie. Up the left sideline. Gillespie takes it off the wing. Jump pass. Rodney Rice cuts off the right wing. Rice stops left elbow. It's it to Harris-Smith. They work it out to Gillespie. Now it's Gillespie on the right side. Bounces to Derek Queen. Spinning in the lane. Turns it back out. Extra pass Rice. Left corner three is good. Excellent ball movement on that possession.
Yeah.
Gray's going to need one. Maryland leads by four. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard as the Terps on a run right now. They lead it 52-48. 30-second timeout taken by the Badgers as we'll keep it here.
And what Maryland's doing to get this look is they're going with the high pick and roll with Queen and with Rice. And Wisconsin sucked in, played it they wanted the way they wanted to because Queen rolled, so he's in the paint. You have to have collapse. Maryland just sprayed it out really quickly. Yep. It was good offense by Maryland.
Very good.
I'm not
offense.
Saying it was a lack of it was bad defense by Wisconsin in that possession. The only thing I could critique a little bit there is the closeout might have been just a little slow. But I'm being really picky on that one. It's just better offense.
9-point run, courtesy of back-to-back-to-back threes. Deshaun Harris-Smith, Jacoby Gillespie, and a moment ago, Rodney Rice. Both teams have two timeouts available. 9:01 remaining, Maryland 52, Wisconsin 48.
Now, next foul, Wisconsin gets to the bonus. So they've got to stay aggressive here, understanding what you have. You're the best free throw shooting team in the country.
John Tanjay back in the game. He'll inbound, sideline right front court. Gets it into Kamari McGee, high screen Gilmore. McGee throws to Gilly, right of the circle, bounces to Crow. He's with Reese. Crow, mid-post right, backing. Now the double from Queen, a flip to McGee. Kamari right corner, Gillespie on him tight. Shot clock at 10. Blackwell for three straight away. Too long, no good. Rebound Gillespie. And Maryland on the run. Gillespie feeds Queen, and the wraparound layup is good, going left to right.
That last possession, just you don't need that three.
6-point lead, longest of the night for Maryland, with 8.5 minutes to play. 54-48, the Terrapins. Gilmore throwing to McGee on the left wing. Kamari with a pass for Stephen Crow at the top. Crow leaves it for Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay feeds Crow, 10 to shoot. Here's Blackwell, baseline left, driving, goes to the rim, and the layup is good for Blackwell on the attack.
Much better, right? Instead of that three, now all of a sudden you score the bucket, you get to the rim.
54-50, Maryland, with 8 minutes remaining. Jacoby Gillespie sets the floor, screen from Julian Reese, throws it to Reese, left elbow, dribbles in the lane, goes to the rim, shot blocked by Crow, comes down to Derek Queen, right block, turns up left hand, off the rim, no good. Crow the rebound for Wisconsin. And here comes Blackwell for the Badgers. Quickly to the front court. Blackwell to the line. Down the lane. Stops. Pumps. Out the crowd for three straight on. And it's a rounded out. No good. Rebound Derek Queen of Maryland.
Good possession.
It was. Just went a rounded out. 7:30 to play. 54-50 Maryland. Gillespie outside right. Walks the dribble to the center circle. He's against Tanjay. The screen for Derek Queen. Screen and roll. Queen catches low on the left. Goes up. Blocked by Crow again. And diving to the floor is Gilmore. Saves it to Crow. And now on the run. Here's Blackwell to McGee. Low on the right. Layup. No good. No foul call. We'll go the other way. Here's Gillespie feeding Rice. One dribble. Three in the air is good. What a turn of events right there. 57-50 Maryland. McGee the other way. Feeds Blackwell. John to the line. Down the lane to the rim. And they call a foul before the shot. They're going to get Rodney Rice, I believe, here for the foul. They do. That is his fourth. We have the under eight media timeout. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 6:57 remaining, Maryland 57, Wisconsin 50. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
With a hot hand from the three-point line tonight, 6 of 8 in the second half, 11 to 21 for the game. 6:57 remaining, Maryland 57, Wisconsin 50. But the Badgers now in the bonus as Blackwell got fouled going into that media timeout.
In a game like this, that is so crucial. You knew it was going to be a tight game. Every possession matters, right? John, last three possessions has touched it. First one was a three, missed it. Maryland gets the long rebound. They're going in transition. They bang a three. Next two possessions, John drives and gets the basket.
One and one for Blackwell. Front end is good. What about how the game can swing, though? Kamari McGee inside, couldn't quite finish. If he did, it's a two-point game. Rice at the other end bangs a three, and instead of being down two, you're down seven just like that. Now it's six as Blackwell hit the front end of the one and one. Second free throw, too hard, no good. Rebound, Gillespie.
Wisconsin's going to look at the free throw line, too, when you look at what they've done. 8 of 13.
Maryland leads by six, 6:48 remaining. Harris-Smith up top, throws to Queen, left elbow, puts it on the deck, in the lane, goes up, around it out, no good. Tipped up, no. Rebound, tap to Klesman. And here comes Max, right sideline to the front court for the Badgers. 57-51 Maryland. Max working off screens from Winter and Crowell. A throw to Winter high on the right. Darts it into Crowell. Right block. Shakes up over Reese, and it's off the rim. No, tipped up. Yes, it counts. And a foul. Big Stevie stays with it. And it's an and one for the big man.
I'm going to say this, man. This game has a similar feel to the Illinois game. Very similar feel. Difference? Steve Kroll on that possession shows the aggressiveness, right? Like, goes through, fights through the contact, misses it, gets the rebound, gets the free throw line.
Miguel the foul, Crowell the free throw, it's good, and it's now 57-54 Maryland with 6:25 remaining here in College Park. Jacoby Gillespie to the front court for the Terps, standing at the center circle, throws to Miguel. Outside on the left, Miguel in the lane, kicks it. Harris-Smith turns along the right. Shot blocked again by Crowell, and it comes out to Deshaun Harris-Smith. Boy, Crowell doing some work with the shot blocks here tonight. Now Gillespie open for three, right side. That's way off the mark, and air ball caught weak side by Klesman. Lead feed Winter running the rim, and the layup is good. Nolan Winter pulls the Badgers within one. 57-56 Maryland, 5:48 remaining. Jacoby Gillespie gives off to Julian Reese. Left of the circle, hands off Gillespie around the Reese screen. Gillespie pumps, 14-footer in the lane is good. Gillespie with 11, 59-56 Maryland, 5.5 minutes remaining. John Blackwell outside right, left-hand dribble. Stops left elbow, throws to Winter. Darts it inside, Crowell will catch. Mid-post right, Reese defends, and he walked with the ball. A double was coming from Derek Queen. And they say Crowell shuffled, and another turnover for Wisconsin. That's 10 tonight.
And I didn't see that. And I'm going to have to see the replay on that one. If he did travel, it wasn't an obvious one.
Only the second turnover of the half for Wisconsin. 59-56 Maryland with 5:13 remaining. Deshaun Harris-Smith sets the floor. Throwing to Gillespie. Left of the circle around the Reese screen. Weaves to the top. Right lane line into Reese. Low in the left. Goes up in and one. And then another one of those turn of events.
It is. And they've gone with that middle pick and roll. And obviously, you know, it's something Maryland has done a lot this year because they have two really good bigs that know how to roll. Their point guard and Rice knows how to play out of it. But that's where, because Maryland hit so many threes, now you can see the guys are have some, are trying to wonder, do I go in? Do I stay out? What do they do? There's some uncertainty in what they're supposed to do. So they've got to just go back to the way the scouting report when you walk through it on shoot around.
Reese hits the free throw. He has 14 tonight. 62-56 Maryland with 5 minutes to play. And Julian Reese really efficient. 6 of 9 for the field. Here's Blackwell. Right of the lane, throws to Crowell. Way off of him beyond the three-point line. Stevie gets it to Tanjay back in there. Here's John. Baseline right. Contact. They play on. Carter Gilmore feeds Klesman. Out between the circles. 8 on the shot clock. Klesman up top and a deep step back three is off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Crowell. He'll throw it to Max. Drives. Kicks. Blackwell. 3-shot left corner. Off the rim. No, but a foul. And a 3-shot foul, I believe, there as John Blackwell got hit. He'll go to the free throw line as they get Selton Miguel for his fourth.
Steve Crow has been playing fantastic here. Defensively, he's brought energy. Offensively, getting an offensive rebound, creating another possession there.
John Blackwell will shoot three. All of his points have come in the second half. First free throw is good. 62-57 Maryland with 4 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. Looking at our stat screen, we're talking about all the things that Crowell is doing. They only have him down for one block shot. They're at least two short in my mind. Second free throw is good. Or Blackwell, whatever the case, he has been a disruptor defensively.
Correct. Exactly.
Yep, doing a lot of good things.
I say that a lot too. Man, these stat guys, they don't know what they're talking about. I should have had an extra 5 rebounds a game.
Exactly.
We tried.
Yeah. And the third free throw rattles out. Julian Reese the rebound. 2 out of 3 for Blackwell. 62-58 Maryland. 4:20 remaining. Gillespie outside left. Takes it between the circles. Blackwell.
Defending. That middle pick and roll again.
There it is with Queen setting it. Gillespie deep three straight away. Banked it in. Yeah, you're having yourself a night. 65-58 Maryland with 4 minutes to play. Here's Gilmore. Feeds Klesman. Takes it off the left wing. Powers it up. Low in the left. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound Julian Reese. And another close range shot does not fall for the Badgers. Rodney Rice high on the left feeds Gillespie at the center circle.
And if you're Maryland, you run the same action because Wisconsin just has not been able to stop that.
65-58 Maryland. Here's the high screen from Derek Queen. Gillespie rocking the dribble, using the screen again. Slipping his Blackwell, a throw to Queen. He is fouled inside by John Tanjay. That'll be his third as we have the under four media timeout. 3 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Maryland 65, Wisconsin 58. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening, Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint, plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. We've been talking about him throughout the course of this game. Butchie, Stephen Crow has put together quite a line.
Yeah, 4 of 9, 8 rebounds, 10 points, 3 assists. And then defensively, what he's done to kind of anchor that a little bit. Now, when you look at this last 330 that's in this game, it's got to start on the defensive end, and they've got to get some stops. And it's Gillespie right now, and Reese and Queen in that high pick and roll that they've got to find a way. Now, Gillespie, when you look at what he's done, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. You've got to make him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Housekeeping here. I thought they originally assessed that foul a moment ago to John Tanjay. It's actually on Carter Gilmore, his second. 5 on the floor now. Nolan Winter and Stephen Crow, along with Tanjay, Klesman, and Blackwell. 3 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Maryland 65, Wisconsin 58. Derek Queen will be stepping to the free throw line. A quiet night for him. He is 2 of 13 from the field. He has 5 points, quiet night scoring. He does have 11 rebounds.
But I think that does, you know, with Big Steve as far as player of the game,
yes.
He's made it very difficult.
First free throw is good for Queen, the 6'10 freshman. Donald's All-American, co-MVP of the All-American game. Remember you watching you in the McDonald's All-America game. You were the one guy who was actually trying to set screens.
I think I even took a charge.
You did. I know.
Now I just eat a lot of McDonald's.
Join the club. Second free throw is good. 67-58 Maryland. Now with its biggest lead of the game at 9 points. Here's Nolan Winter out front. Winter with a pass for Blackwell. Trying to take it off the left wing. Throws it to Nolan. Fakes the three. Drives it. Now runs it up short. Rebound Julian Reese. The Badgers have gone cold, and Maryland is taking full advantage. 3:05 to play, 67-58 Maryland. Gillespie rocking the dribble at the center circle against John Blackwell. Gillespie gets the screen from Derek Queen right of the circle. He'll use it again. Blackwell works over to throw to Queen. Bobbles, gathers, puts it on the deck. Spin move in the lane, goes up left hand, good.
A tough move.
Not much you can do to stop that. 69-58 Maryland. Blackwell with 2:38 remaining. Blackwell takes it out between the circles. Throwing to Nolan Winter. Feeds Klesman on the right side. Max curls around the Winter screen. And a wide pass. Winter runs it down with 12 on the shot clock. Klesman baseline right. Hangs in the air. Throws it to Crowd. Tap pass Winter for three. And it's off the rim. No good. Good look. Couldn't knock it down. Deshaun Harris-Smith, the rebound with 2:15 remaining.
And you got to get stops, and then you got to try to get to the free throw line on offense. That's how comebacks happen.
2:08 to play, 69-58 Maryland. Jacoby Gillespie, they'll bleed the clock right now. Gillespie left of the center circle against Blackwell. Around the screen from Derek Queen. Three in the air. Gillespie, back iron, no good. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin.
Push, push.
And here John doing just that. Throws it into Winter. Low in the right shot. Blocked by Queen. Knocked out of bounds. It belongs to Wisconsin. 1:49 to play. 69-58 Maryland.
Wisconsin, 9 of 21 on layups
tonight. Yeah.
9 of 21.
And it feels that way at best. Blackwell inbounding to Nolan. Went to right side, feeds Tanjay. He'll try a three right corner. It's good. Timeout, Wisconsin, as the Badgers are within 8 with a minute 45 to play. 69-61, the Maryland Terrapins. Greg had 2 to use, and he uses one of them here. He's using his 60, it appears. 69-61 Maryland, 1 minute 45 seconds remaining.
In a game with the upper echelon teams in the Big Ten,
big time.
Margin of error is what?
Very
Not a
small,
lot, right?
Very small.
And
yep.
When you look at 9 of 21 for layups, I mean, overall, I don't think they've been bad defensively. I think there's been some hiccups in the middle pick and roll where they've got spread out and they got some threes, but they've gotten some of this stuff. Like when they've spread the, when they've extended this lead, it was a Kamari McGee missed layup. Transition three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
those little things.
Yeah. And in this league, when you're playing the top teams, that margin is so slim. And then on the road, it's, you know, it's magnified. And that's, you're sitting here in an 8-point game, but by no means do I walk away saying, number one, they can't have the comeback. You got to get another stop here. With the way Wisconsin shoots that from the free throw line and from three, you're still in this thing. But you got to put pressure at the rim, force a call, see if you can get to the free throw line. When you put pressure at the rim, that's when you get your spray out threes. Those are the best threes you're going to look for.
Among the things to keep in mind, Wisconsin has one timeout available. Both teams are in the bonus. The next Maryland foul has Wisconsin in the double bonus. Badgers have the possession arrow. Now trying to stage what would be one heck of a rally. Down eight with a minute 45 to play. 69-61 Maryland. Badgers will put the press on. Rodney Rice will be inbounding. With Max Klesman in his face, Rice has the ability to roam. Shuffles to his right. Now to his left. Loops it into Derek Queen. With Blackwell defending him, Queen has the ability to put the ball on the floor. And a tough pass for Gillespie.
Timeout. It was a timeout, and he needed it, too. There was two left on the clock.
Yep, they were in danger. So Willard using one of them here with a minute 37 to play. 30-second timeout taken. 69-61, Maryland. Well, the Badgers trying to do what only one team has done this season, the visiting team, and that's win. The team that did that was Marquette back in the middle of November, a 4-point win for the Golden Eagles. Otherwise, Terps, they're 12-1 in this building.
Well, and you look at that middle of November, Maryland was not the team they are now either.
They're not.
They have improved. They've continued to improve. And Gillespie's been the guy that's really kind of gone, you know, and got them going. Obviously, Rice has done some things too, but Gillespie just understanding how to get his bigs involved, how to see the floor. And I'm talking before the game, you talked with Greg about how good he's been. I mean, he knows how to play the game.
Yeah, this starting five is just outstanding for Maryland. Questions about how deep can they really go here, but that first five, they are really coming together.
Well, and your bench is always going to play better at home.
Yeah.
And they've had some guys that have, you know, done some things off the bench.
Rice will inbound. Throws it backcourt for a Shelton Miguel across half court, intent but defended by Tanjay. Shot clock at 15, game clock a minute and a half. Gillespie against Klesman. Green sets the high screen. Gillespie turns it down the first time, turns it down again. Seven to shoot. Now he'll use it. Picked up by Blackwell on the switch. Four to shoot. A lob inside to Queen. Knocked away. Ball is loose. Badgers have it off the turnover. Here's Klesman with a minute 12
attack,
to play.
Attack, attack it. Don't settle.
Klesman gets fouled by Derek Queen, and that's a double bonus now. Klesman will shoot two. Badgers down eight with a minute 10 remaining.
That's exactly what you needed to do.
Yeah,
I've got more hand motions over here saying, let's go, 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 get it, go, attack, 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 get to the line.
Klesman 0-for-2 at the free throw line tonight. The Badgers are 11 of 17 at the stripe. First free throw for Max is straight through. 4 points for Klesman, hit a three early in the game. 69-62 Maryland. 70 seconds to play. Second free throw coming up. The senior out of Neenah, Wisconsin, and it's good for Klesman.
And if you're Wisconsin, you're looking at fouling Miguel or Reese.
69-63, Maryland. Rodney Rice shuffles to his right, inbounds pass to Miguel. Miguel against Tanjay in the backcourt. Tanjay is trying to make it tough for Miguel. Gets it across the mid-stripe, not fouling yet.
And you're with six, Queen. You don't necessarily need to right now.
Derek Queen, he does get fouled by Blackwell. He didn't want to, but he did with 57.6 seconds to play and a 1-1 for Derek Queen, the freshman.
76% free throw shooter, 75.8. But you look at that, I don't think John was trying to foul.
No, he was not.
You know what I mean?
He was not. Queen is 3 of 4 at the foul line tonight. He has 9 points, 11 rebounds. This is a 1-1, 57.6 seconds to play. Front end is good. 70-63 Maryland.
If you're Wisconsin, either way, miss or make, get the ball and push.
No Terps on the lane lines. Nothing but Badgers. Second free throw for Queen. Too long, no good. Crowd the rebound. 55 seconds. Here's Tanjay. Front court in a hurry. Barreling into the lane. Splits two defenders and lost possession as he went up left hand. Shot well off the mark. Queen the rebound. Loops it ahead to Rodney Rice. Crowd is back. Rice will circle and kill time. Now they need to foul. And Rice is a very good free throw shooter. They foul him. He's 84% at the line. And another 1-1. That's team foul number 9. Tanjay the foul. That's his third.
I thought John did everything he needed to do. You got to the free you got to the paint. Excuse me. It seemed like there was enough contact.
We
were blocked by body. So to say it was or wasn't the case. But the thought process was the right thought process there.
Rodney Rice is 1 out of 3 at the foul line tonight. 1-1. Free throw on the way. And it is good. 71-63 Maryland with 38.1 left in the game. Second free throw coming up for the 6'4 sophomore. Clinton, Maryland. Rice sends it and hits it. 72-63 Maryland. 38 seconds left. Kamari McGee, left sideline front court. Moves to the middle. McGee throws to Tanjay. Straight away, three on the way is good for Tanjay. Timeout, Wisconsin. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.